This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishmor Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Chav Zayin, Sif Beis. Simen Chav Zayin, Sif Beis. HaMinog HaNochon SheHayud Shal Kesher Tfilo Shal Yad Letzad HaLev. The correct custom is that the Yud of the Kesher, the Tfilo Shal Yad, should be toward the heart, VaHatfila Olav, and the Tfilin upon it, Letzad Chutz, toward the outside. So the knot's going to be on the inside toward the heart, the bias is going to be toward the outside. Yesh lizar shalai sozuz yud shal kesher me'atfilah. You should be careful not to move the yud of the knot from the bias. Now, the lashon mechaber is haminog hanochin, which implies that it's just a custom. The Mishnah Berurah though brings down Ayin Bibir Hagrosh a custom the Dino de Gemara Hula Perishaga Oinim. This is not just a custom. This is Dino de Gemara. So that's the addition of the Mishnah Berurah. The Bir Halacha says on these words Haminog Hanochon SheHayud Shel Kesher. He says, look in the Beis Yosef name of Ma'ari Ben Chaviv that it's mashma that only making the kesher and the yud in it has to be below the tefillah letzad halev, but sticking the ritzua into the opening could be above. And that's the correct way to do it. But he brings that the Darchei Moshe says it's better to follow the custom where you stick the ritzua into the kesher, also on the right side toward the lave. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Chashay Hayud. I'm Bir Alach Shekzav Neshanachim Lazar Shelo Yarchiv Harbe Es Kefel Kesher Haniva Sheharetzua Iveresba Kedei Shetia Gam Mekoyim Hidik Haretzua Samach Lahatvilin Letzad Halev. The Bir Alach says you should be careful not to widen the knot of the bow that the Ritzua passes through, so that the place that the ritzua is connected should be near the tefillin toward the heart. You don't want it to be, you don't want the knot of the yud to be too wide, and now the knot of the yud is further away from the tefillin. Okay, so that means as follows. This is what it means. You have two things. You have the knot of the yud. So the knot of the yud is supposed to be on the tefillin shel yad, and you want the knot not to move off of the bias. But you also have a loop. And that's the loop is what is used to tighten the tefillin shel yad onto the arm. Now you can make the loop small, and then you're really tightening it close to the lave. Or if you make it big, if you make it a wider loop, so then you'll end up, the tightening is not going to be by the lave. The tightening could be lower down or higher up. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, you should be careful not to widen too much the double part of the bow that the ritzua is going to pass through, so that the hiduk haritzua should be close to the tefillin letzad halev. Okay, now the tefillin should be olav. Letzad achotz. Ein rotz olomer shetia tefillin munachas al yud. It doesn't mean the tefillin should be on the yud. Devadei ba'inan shetia yud etzel hatefillah b'shava. Because you definitely need that the yud should be near the tefillah equal and not below it. So it doesn't mean the tefillin should be on the yud, because you need the yud to be next to the tefillah equidistant and not below it. Rak rotzalomer, the lefishu mata hatfillin letzara gof. What it means is, since you're inclining the tefillin toward the body, so it's considered, therefore the yud that is on the tzad of the body is below, va'atfila alav letzad ma'al. So it's not literally the tefillin is on top of the knot, it's just by way of the fact that you're inclining it toward the body, the tefillin is more upper than the knot. Okay, now the Mechaber said you should be careful not to move the yud of the kasher off the tefillah. Says the Mishabur Yeshuzar, v'zoyar parshas Pinchas machmir ba'oid ba'inyan zeh. The Zohar is very machmir on this. V'yesh machmir in the gam kishahin b'toch kisan tzrichan lezar b'zer sh'leitozes klal ha'yud. Some are even more machmer that even when the tefillin are in the bag, you have to be careful that the knot does not move off the bias. Umitam ze yesh noigin likshar hayud im chud shel gid im atfilah. For this reason, some have a custom to tie the yud with a string of a sinew to the tefillah. However, roi levatel ze, you have to abolish such a practice. Because if you're going to have a sinew, tightening the knot to the tefillin, so it's going to be going under the titaira. It's going to be going under the actual bias of the tefillin, and it's going to be a chatzitza between your arm and the tefillin. And therefore, says the Mishmur, you're not allowed to have that string connecting it, tightening the knot around, tightening the knot of the yud to the tefillah. Now, the way the most seifrim do it is they put the string through the titura. They put it through the mavarta. They put it through the place where the ritzua goes out of. So there's no hefsik at all between the bias and a person's arm. But he brings here from the Dirshu that the Chazonish also was did not approve of the custom of having this gid. And by the Chazonish's phone, they stuck in a piece of oyer in the Mavarta to sort of wedge in the yud. The Kavachayim says that it's possible to tie with a string that you sewed the titura, and you could tie it to the upper stitching. I think the way that the seifrim do it today is okay, because there's no chatzitza between the tefillin and a person's arm. The levushei srad said you should also mean vata l'minog, that they tie the strap in the place of the bicep under the titaira, to tighten the tefillin, to have a gamkein chatzitza. That's also a chatzitza between the bias and the tefillin. Mea tefila, v'yachtoich batitoira milmala. So this is going on. You should be careful that the yod doesn't move off the tefila. And you should cut v'yachtoich batitoira milmala. You're going to cut off in the titaira above v'hadei kayurim abayis, to be able to attach the yud to the bias. Now, what does this mean? What does this mean? What the titaira is the lower portion of the bias. The bias is the bias is the square block on top. The titaira is the base. So here the Mishnah Berurah is saying is you should make a cut in the titaira above so that the yud could connect to the bias. So what does this mean? The Dirshu says that the Stipler explained that the yud does not have to touch the upper bias, but by making that cut in the lower titaira, the yud will be samuch to the bias. But it's enough that it touches the titaira and it doesn't have to touch the bias. You know what? Let's take out the tefillin. Okay. So here we have Tzon Shal Yad. What does it mean you make a cut? So, I don't know if you could see that well, but the Seferim do make a cut in the Titura. What that means is, if you see this part is actually bigger than over here, because here they make an incision here. And by making the incision over here, they could stick in the Yad. They could stick in the Yud. Now the Stipler is saying the Yud only has to touch the lower part. It doesn't have to touch the bias. But on my tefillin, it's touching both. I assume on most tefillin, it touches both. Now, if you look on the Shel Rosh, they don't really make a cut in the Titura. I mean, they make a little incision by the Mavarta on both sides, but by the Shel Yad, it's a much bigger incision to be able to have the Shel Yad sticking in. So now you're going to ask, now what do I do for the rest of the shir? We learned it's a bezayin for the tefillin not to be wrapped up. The answer is, it's a chashivus for the tefillin, because the whole purpose of tefillin is for limud haTorah. So if we're doing it for limud haTorah, then it's okay. But that's how the Stipler learns, okay? So they're making basically, I don't know if you could see well, they do cut out in the Titura to be able to put in the tefillin, the yud. Fine. Sif Gimel. Haminog hanochain, the correct custom, lesakin shehamavarta shaba retzoi veres tehimunachas letzad hakosef v'haketzitza letzad hayav. The correct custom is the mavarta. Again, the mavarta is the part where the strap goes through on top. That's going to be upper, in the upper area, towards the shoulder, and the ketzitza is where the bias is toward the lower part of the arm. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'haketzitza, v'iter hameniach tefillin, a lefty. Now a lefty is putting on tefillin, mimisha eno iter al hippach, v'enu yachal lehoitziya ratzua ulekava kadin ayin bebir halacha. If you're a lefty, and now you're borrowing someone else's tefillin, so if you borrow a righty's tefillin, obviously you can't put it on your the left arm. So he's going to put on his right arm. He'll put on his right arm in order for the knot to be toward the heart. But now the problem is going to be that the ketzitza is going to be toward the upper part and the mavarta is going to be to the lower part. For that you have to see in the bir halacha. Let's see what he says. He brings over here in the bir halacha uvechol zeh mishu iter ve'in loy rak tefillin shel eno iter oil hepach yuchal lahapich olaniach haktzitza letzara kosov amarda letzara yad ken kosov tshuva shvus yag v'ratz zechaim ki zeh bevaday tov yosef ma sheniach kach v'ya tefillin samach lelev. Meaning, it's more important to turn it the other way. This way, at least you'll have the kesher toward the heart. The Chai Adam says, he brings Ein B'Chai Adam Ois Yud Gimel, Deloy Hizker Sham Eitz Azud Shvus Yaakov, V'Kasav Sham De Toivim Yachal Hoitzi Aratzu Lachnisa Mitzar Acher, Kedei Shetei Ayud Samach Alev Afu Pishen Yachal Afu Chakeshu Shayud She Tia Panel Letzar Abayis V'Al Kapanim. So basically, the Chai Adam seems to be saying he doesn't bring this Eitz of the Shvus Yaakov, that of just turning it around, flipping around the tefillin. But it sounds like the Chai Adam is saying that to try to take the Ritzua out of the other side. You're going to take the Ritzua out of the other side and even though the Yud The yud, you try to bring the ritzua out of the opposite side, even though the yud will remain on the same side. I'm not sure how you would be able to do that. I mean, you would have to untie the entire tefillin to be able to get the ritzua out of the opposite side. But it sounds like if somebody is in a jam and they only have someone else's pair of tefillin who's either the opposite type of use than you, then you could just turn it upside down. Yeah, we'll hold it over here, Rabbi Isai. Wish everybody a wonderful day. Okay? Kol tov.
What do you have any questions?
Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.